Of all of the many images that are used in the New Testament to talk about Jesus, this image of the Good Shepherd is one of those images that has always been popular across the centuries. And it certainly seems to have been one of the images that spoke first to the hearts of the followers of the way. From the early catacombs, we've seen images of the Good Shepherd. The man, this young man carrying the wounded sheep or the wounded lamb above, upon its shoulders, a little bit like the image that's in the bulletin this week. And this image was captured in the year 60, we found in a statue found in one of those catacombs, just 30 years after the events of the Passion, the suffering, and the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. But it's an image that perhaps we've misrepresented. And I believe that at least in two different ways, we've often confused this image. One of the first ways is that Jesus speaks to us as the one and only Good Shepherd. We've tended to call the leaders in the Christian community pastors after this image of a shepherd. But in fact, all of us are in relationship to Jesus as sheep to the one true shepherd. Even the pastors need to remember that we are mere sheep in relationship to Jesus. One of the things about sheep, apart from the fact how stupid they are, how smelly they are, is that sheep always need to be tended for. Sheep can't make it alone in the wilderness. You never see wild sheep, do you? You see all kinds of other wild animals, but a sheep that goes and runs away from the flock and the care of the shepherd quickly will die, because a sheep needs to be tended. The wool needs to be cut away from its face before it goes blind and isn't able to see, before other things happen and it catches all kinds of diseases as well. Sheep always need to be shepherded, and that's the case for every single one of us who call ourselves by this name of Christian. It's not just a case of there's a class division that some are the sheep and some are the shepherds. No, in relation to Jesus, all of us have to be shepherded by Him and by Him alone. But the second image is that we've often imagined that the way that Jesus is the shepherd of His flock is in a place like this, in a place like the church, that Jesus provides this place of safety and protection, that He calls and nurtures us all to come back into the fold. And we often use language like that, people who have strayed away from the fold, people who return. But in fact, the image that Jesus uses at the beginning of this 10th chapter is of a shepherd who takes the sheep and leads them away from the fold, who takes them out into the wilderness, out into those places where people haven't yet experienced the care and the nurturance of the shepherd. This image is actually a very evocative image of Exodus, which is what Pope Francis talks about in his message for this Sunday. This call for us, for the church, to be authentic, to leave the comfortable surrounds of the church, even if it's a nice warm place on a cold day. We need to go out into those places where other sheep haven't yet heard the voice of the Lord. That those sheep also need to hear the care and the protection, hear the message of the proclamation of the good news. But it's only good news if we're able to share it. It's only good news if we're able to communicate it. It's only good news if there are people willing to give their hearts, their lives, to the service of the kingdom of God. And so this sense of vocation, this sense of being called to share the gift and the joy and the love and the compassion of God extends to all of us to go and to be the very bearers of this unbelievably good news of the salvation that we're told in the first reading, and as St. Peter preaches there to the Jewish leaders. There is only one name. There is no other name by which we can be saved except the name of Jesus. That's the basic message that we need to continue to share with ourselves, to allow this to be preached and proclaimed within our own hearts, but especially to share it with others. Again, one of the mistakes perhaps that we've made is that we've imagined that everybody else needs to become like us. I mean, how horrible would that be if everyone was like us? Oh, wow, that would be just... Anyway, we won't even go there. But so often we've imagined that that's the way that the church should function, that everybody needs to become like us, to become as holy and wonderful and beautiful as we are. And then they will be able to find a place of welcome and a place of hospitality. No. The call for us is to go and to find the language to be able to speak and proclaim this message of salvation into our contemporary world. It's been the case for centuries now. The story is told of one of the great evangelists of the 13th century, St. Dominic. And he, of course, traveled in many places away from his native Spain, particularly into France and into Italy. And the story is told in the year 1219 in June. He was traveling on pilgrimage to Paris. And it happened that there was this group of German travelers who shared the road with him for a number of days. Now, the Germans were very nice to him and gave him some of their food to share, which Dominic, as a mendicant, as someone who had to beg for everything that he received, was very grateful for. But the problem was that Dominic didn't know how to speak German. And so he couldn't speak and communicate to these German travelers to share with them the message of salvation that Dominic had found. And so the story is related by Brother Bertrand of Orléans, who was one of his traveling companions. And he says to Bertrand, "If only I had the grace to be able to find the language to share with these German people." And so he prayed for the gift that he might be able to speak with these people, not using the Spanish or the French that he knew, not that they would be able to understand him, but that he would be able to share and communicate with them. And so he prayed, and indeed it seems, according to the stories, that he found those words and was able then to be able to speak in enough German that the travelers were able to hear the gospel proclaimed. We need, as a church, to continue to do this. We need to be able to speak using the language of young people, using the language of other cultures and other groups in order to allow them the untold grace of hearing the proclamation of the only name under heaven by which any of us are able to be saved. That's the challenge of the church. Not just to stay comfortable and warm here in the confines of some column girls, but to go out to the extremities, to go and share this message in the community and then to the ends of the earth. That's our call as people who need to be shepherded by the one true shepherd, to go trusting in his companionship, trusting in his friendship, trusting in his leadership as we go to the ends of the earth in order to share this message of salvation.